Oh, darling. Oh, you're awake. I thought you drowned on me. What were you doing? Oh, sweetie, no. I'm so sorry, but please don't ever do something reckless like that ever. I really don't want to know what would have happened if you were to pass. I do care for you. We've built such a strong bond where I cannot see myself not seeing you here with me. You just notice? I turned you into a merman. I hope I didn't step out of my boundaries and transform you without your consent. I mostly did it so you wouldn't die on me. I'm sorry for turning you into something else. You don't mind at all? You're very calm for someone who used to be a human. Well, I guess I can't feel guilty about it since you don't seem to be bothered by it. But know that your old life will be another wave that passes by since you're no longer human no more. Don't fret, at least. I will be here with you as you're with me through this. You're very calm and collected. I would think it is normal for you to just freak out. I see. Well, know that you will live with me now, and I'll make sure you feel welcome in your new home. Your love. You'll love the residence that lives with me. There are some who wish to escape their life before. However, most who live in the city with me were the original sea folks. If you're nervous about how they would treat foreigners, don't worry. They're very kind people. You'll love it there once we arrive. Oh, don't worry. I'll get us there fast. Here. Come to my hands and hold on to me. I'll hold you close to my chest like this. I want to be a goddess if I couldn't use spells. I'll teleport us there. Here we go. I hope you're not nauseated, handsome. Well, that's good to hear. This is kind of like an elevator. I know it's not instant transportation, but it usually takes its time to get to our destination. I know teleporting makes others feel sick to their stomach, but it does make me happy that you don't feel any side effect from it. Also, I'm sure you're not used to using your fins yet. I can carry you around for now. Aww, you're a very clingy man, aren't you? I don't mind it. I find it adorable. In fact, I never had someone who clings on to me this much. Touch starve, are we? Well, you may cuddle up with me as much as you want. I really do like you a whole lot, dear human man. There we go. We're here. We're going to try to get into a better angle of the city, so hold on tight, alright? Are you scared? Don't be. I'll be sure to keep you from harm and make sure you love your new home. Oh, we're almost there. You can snuggle yourself in between my chest if it'll help the anxious feeling go away. Oh. You can open your eyes now. We're here. Beautiful, isn't it? You don't have to worry about the water pressure or anything. We're so far deep within the ocean where there's no light from the sun. But luminescence from the sea itself lit up the city so beautifully. Like stars in the water. Human technology and their anatomy cannot survive the depth here. And if they try, there are creatures besides merfolks who are very hostile and violent to surface dwellers. I know a majority of the ocean critters are very, very biased towards those who walk on land. Ah, don't worry. You'll fit right in. There are so many who choose this new life to forget their old human life. You won't be discriminated against if that is what you fear. Many are very understandable, since many have suffered a lot from other human beings. So, they can understand and be sympathetic to the same cause. Oh, if you have friends, families, or pets, I made sure to let one of my sisters take care of that. She may hate the surface dweller who hurt her, but she is very sympathetic and understanding at the same time. She will take care of those. She can make those who you left behind remember you with good memories, since you wish to escape to this underwater city with me. I know I transform you against your consent, but I know you said you're fine with it and it's something that you always wanted, so I guess I can't really feel guilty about that, huh? I just don't like forcing others. That's not really my motto. Yes, I know I said that before. I guess it's just, if you ever do wish to become a merman, I don't want you to leave your human life and then later regret it, you know? But if there are things that are already solved for you, then I guess I can't really say much now, can I? Yes. It wouldn't be good if the people that you left behind were worried or that you have to worry about what happens afterwards. This new life? I want people to forget their old life and enjoy their new, and enjoy their new self with no ties to their old life at all. No regrets, fears. I'm sure you feel strange, but happy to have a brand new start. And speaking of a new life, you haven't even attempted to swim much. Come on, I'll help you get started on that. Here you go. Oh. You're a natural at this. I feel like it just comes to you. See? There's nothing to fear. Fear is a very common thing in anyone, not just humans. It's a survival instincts. Does a goddess like me have a sense of fear? Yes. There are beings that are much more stronger than I. And there's still so much things I don't know about the universe. The fear of not knowing that knowledge just puts me at fear. I guess my fears are a bit too, abstract? Oh, darling. I'm not saying that your fear is any smaller than mine. The fact that you're scared of how others perceive you probably comes from your society. And it's quite understandable, just the fact that others prey on the weak, correct? But you don't have to worry about here. The society here is a whole lot different. Might even give you a cultural shock. As long as you're a very respectful individual who understands and respects others' boundaries, everyone would treat you like their own kin. When greed is taken out of the equation, same thing with jealousy. This is literally our society. Of course, there are some that will still have those fickle emotions. But it is normal. You cannot stamp out flawed emotions or flawed characteristic. It is normal. But in this society, I expect everyone to be mature. Especially the one who are ancient. So you don't have to worry too much, my love. My love. Oh dear, did I really say that? How embarrassing. But I have come to adore you so very much, my dear. Giving me a little kiss, huh? If the others see this, they would be... they would overreact, saying that you shouldn't be too close to me because they see me as some important figure. Yes, that's why we're out here in this distant and not in the city right now. I want to be able to chat with you before we enter the city. I have so much duties to do still, and I don't know when I'll be able to see you. And I want you to feel you, not have to worry too much about anything, and have some confidence in yourself. I could tell you lack that when you used to be human. Oh, sweetie, you're doing wonderful. And everyone will welcome you with open arms. Oh, a place to stay? I was thinking you can maybe live with me. I know others will probably object to it, but I can probably bypass some with some excuses. Well, you are right, I guess I am abusing my authority. But I am the goddess of this domain, so whatever I say goes, right? And plus, I want you close to me so I can keep an eye on you just in case. Last time, you almost drowned and I'd rather you not get hurt, okay? I have come to adore you so much and I just can't imagine myself without you anymore since we can be together now. I love your cuddles. Just know that you're welcome to cling on to me as much as you like. Oh, sweetie. I know it's strange how we're able to speak underwater and do this or that. But this is how the anatomy works for merfolks. Very strong and resilient when it comes to the depth of the ocean and yet can maintain common communication easily. Yet are very weak on land. That's why I told you. Once you become this, you can no longer go back home. It's a permanent transformation. I know I did save you. You're a very kind and forgiving man. I guess as long as we get to be together, I'll be very happy too about it. I mean, I am, but I guess in your situation, I would be very, very happy. We can enter the city in a bit. And besides just sitting here and talking to you, I just love this view from the distance. It's so gorgeous, and I can look at it for so long. Even though this is my home, and I'm used to the view every single time I'm coming. And every time I'm used to the view, every time I'm coming back. I look at the cities on the land, and it makes me happy to have a wonderful home here. Everyone is so compassionate, and is very nurturing, compared to most surface dwellers. My sisters? They do have their own poverty and cities. Of course, they're not like me. They don't take in any human when they want to forget their old life. They stick with a pure ancient race that has been with them for millions of years, all watching over human civilization. It's really how you see it. I guess from human standards and eyes, you can see it as a sort of discrimination, while the gods see it as a way to keep their race from being tainted from human hands. I'm not defending my sister in any way since I allow mortal to become immortal here with me. Surprisingly, they didn't put up a fight when I told them I welcome humans into my home with open arms. They were very supportive of it, and it makes me happy to have understanding sisters. I know it's hard for us three to be far from each other. But I would love for them to come down here in the deep ocean and see how much my city is thriving. Yes. We are stuck in our own domain. However, we have a special area where the sky, earth, and ocean meet. We meet up there once a month to talk and catch up with one another. I don't quite remember how old we are. We've been alive for so long where age is not something we keep count of. And I know... All I know is that humans didn't quite came into existence until later on. I remember how fascinating your race were before. And watching from a distance, it didn't quite make me understand too well. Especially from experiences. But the emotion and struggles of mankind, I see it through the streams. It makes me very sad. Yes. I wonder a lot how mankind has evolved into this, and what made them into that. Whilst my other sister despised them so. I'm sorry for rambling on. Jess, you're the first person. Besides my sister, who I feel comfortable about opening up about my life and how I feel about certain things. Everyone in the city always see me as some revered mother of some religion. They always put me on a pedestal. I can see why they would think so, though it's hard to show any flaws, especially as a goddess whose city is built on understanding and of the psyche. About you, though. All I know from you is that you're a human man who left his life because there is so many misunderstanding in your society. Both women and the men who you think would understand you just left you with confusion and trauma. Know that whatever issues you need to heal and mend, we have others, and there's me who is willing to support and help you with your journey. I may not get the general gist or know what you went through fully, but you are safe with me. It's understandable why you feel so. It's okay for you to stay with me forever. I will never look down on you because you are a man. You are valid for feeling certain things. Fear. Happiness, joy, anger, stress. It's normal. Even a goddess like me feels the same way as well. I adore you so much. And darling, welcome. Welcome to the city of Hai. Thankful bien.